New music from the Allura Singers, and you're with the Oasis here on the new Classical FM. That is where we're headed, bottom of the clock. It's Mark Wigmore with you on a Monday. Our look at the arts is next. Again, music from a brand new recording from the Allura Singers, just in time for the holidays, Radiant Dawn, Music for Advent and Christmas. It features beautiful contemporary arrangements of 19 traditional carols. The album includes music from Canadian composers Mark Surrett, Jeff Innes, and Gerda Bloch-Wilson, as well as international favorites, many, including Arvo Pärt and Philip Stopford. It's everything from ancient hymns to newly written carols. It was recorded this past October at Appleby College in Oakville. Music from the CD will be performed in an online broadcast on December 18th, this upcoming weekend, and remain available to watch on demand through January 8th. Tickets at the website, allurasingers.ca. Artistic director with the Allura Singers, Mark Viornin. Welcome back to the Oasis.
Thanks so much. Always glad to be back.
We'd be remiss if we didn't note the big in-person concerts happening next week. So, so exciting. I've been talking about it for a couple weeks now here on the show. I have to imagine it's all part and parcel, but what do you have planned on the 21st and 22nd?
Well, these are our traditional live Festival of Carols concerts. This has been a tradition of this choir for a long time. And so we've missed a year of doing this, of course, because of the pandemic. So we're just thrilled to come back and do some performing again with an audience in front of us. We'll be performing a mix of music, both from the new CD that you were just talking about, but also some other traditional Christmas and holiday favorites.
It's going to be a crowd pleaser, to be sure, which is exciting. Nice to get to some new material, but also go to those favorites. Let's switch over to this new recording, Radiant Dawn, Music for Advent and Christmas. Tell us how it came to be and what you were looking to pursue with this project.
Yeah, well, this project has been a long time in coming, as a lot of music projects have been for a lot of arts organizations. Because of the pandemic, we had to slow things down and delay some things and put things off until we could get back together. It seemed like the early fall was the right time for us to do this. And so, you know, it's been on our kind of wish list to do a new Christmas CD with the Singers for a couple of seasons now. And so here we are. It's a disc that includes a lot of familiar pieces, in the sense that there'll be melodies and tunes that I think a lot of listeners will recognize, but many of them will be in different new arrangements, which is kind of neat too. So there's a bit of familiar, a bit of new, and also some new pieces that may be completely unfamiliar to a lot of listeners, which is great at Christmas time because there's so many great carols, so many great tunes that audiences love to hear. But I think audiences love to hear new things too.
I think when you come to projects like this, arranging, it really is, that is the word, right? You need arrangers to put a fresh coat of paint on some of the pieces, the traditional melodies that we know, and maybe act as something of a surprise and a delight when we hear those new arrangements.
That's absolutely right. And in that category, we have pieces by Ole Yellow arranging the First Noel, which, of course, is a very popular and familiar carol in a real ethereal kind of setting that uses his kind of lush harmonic language. We have other settings of the Angel Gabriel, the Basque, traditional Basque carol arranged by Jim Clements, a UK composer. Those are the kinds of things that audiences will find familiar with a little bit of new. And then I think a piece like Caleb Burns, who's a New York-based composer, writes this beautiful setting called an Advent Song. And it's just very, very simple, but so, so beautiful and poignant for this time of year. That would be sort of the new in this disc.
Let's listen to a little bit of that right now. If you are just joining us, The magic of the Allura Singers right there, Grammy and Juno nominated, and the singers putting together a number of concerts in the weeks to come. The new recording, Radiant Dawn, Music for the Advent and Christmas. It's out now. Self-produced from the singers, which is great. The CD is downloadable through iTunes, Spotify, any other of the streaming platforms, of course, and you can order it online through the Allura Singers website, allurasingers.ca. Artistic director Mark Viornin is with us. Tell us about this weekend. You are performing an online concert on Sunday to celebrate this album. I would imagine this particular concert is going to be pretty focused on this new material.
Absolutely. It is our traditional Festival of Carols concert, but we've sort of subtitled it Radiant Dawn, the same as the CD. And so we draw from the CD, not exclusively, but extensively, I would say. And then there are a number of other Christmas favorites there. The other kind of nice thing about this for us as singers is we have recorded it in St. John's Church in Allura, which is kind of the longtime home of the choir. And it's a place we haven't sung since the pandemic began. So it was nice to be back there recording this and feel a bit like being at home again.
So Mark, we have the online concerts, we've got the new album, we've got the in-person concerts next week. It's a busy time for the singers and for you. As you start to look ahead, I mean, we were talking about that October recording. You really hit a sweet spot there. You know, numbers were down and you guys could get down to work. As you look forward to 2022, what are you thinking right now for the singers?
Yeah, well, I mean, this pandemic kind of drags on, doesn't it? And so we still don't know what the sort of immediate or even medium-term future is going to look like, but we are planning ahead. We are working towards our summer festival already, and we're hoping that that will be an in-person festival, more like the festival that we last had in 2019. You know, always with the sense that we might have to pivot or we might have to do this or that, but we're moving ahead with plans for an in-person festival. So that's exciting. I think, you know, we are in a place in Allura where we perform is a big wide open barn with big wide doors that swing and let in a lot of wind and fresh air.
Sure, right,
and
yeah.
Quite frankly, that helps us, you know, in this kind of scenario. And we'll have to modify somewhat, but we are certainly looking forward to welcoming audiences back to Allura in the summertime.
Good luck with these concerts over the next couple of weeks.
Thanks so much.
Artistic director Mark Viornin with the Allura Singers, and the singers perform Radiant Dawn online this upcoming Sunday in person on the 21st and 22nd, as well as many of your holiday favorites. And the new recording, Radiant Dawn, Music for the Advent and Christmas, it's out now. And you can download it through all the spots, iTunes, Spotify, other streaming platforms, and you can order it as well at the Allura Singers website, allurasingers.ca. You're with the Oasis here on a Monday, and our look at the arts. This is from Radiant Dawn and the Allura Singers.